This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? That's the question we ask. It's also an indication of how bad we want to know, because that's the name of the show. So we really sincerely want to know what's on your mind. That's what this program is for. That's why we give you the telephone numbers, the email, the number to text us at, so you can let us know in a way it's nice and easy, works right for you. My name is Scott Henlon, the host of What's on Your Mind, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. There he is. And today, John Tran, I'm subbing for yours truly, your most able guest host today on the program, Gary Emanuel. Tomorrow, and I'm back on Thursday, gearing up for our big debate with the governor's candidates on Friday here on the program. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Botno. They're one of our top 10 towns. We love getting around the state, and we have a list. We have a top 10 town list. Botno is on that town, thanks to our friends at the State Bank of Botno for bringing us there, and Mickelson Aggregates, the hometown market, the Madden Family Meats, Farmers Appliance, Botno Lumber. Yeah, we have a great time. We'll be up at the Antler on the 12th of July. Mark that on your calendar. They'll be here before you know it. Antler, North Dakota. That might be our furthest point north. How about that? Inch up a little further north even, yeah, from Botno. So, looking for Crosby? I'll have to get out the map there and just see who's further north. We've been to Crosby. We've been to Botno. Not to Antler, though. Antler coming up on July 12th. And we'll have a grand old time there. All right, let's get rolling with another hour of the program. 800-228-0550 for the question or comment is on your mind. 800-228-0550, locally at 701-258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. John Trandum, kind of famous, if you don't say so, because he was the delegate that put Donald Trump over as the nominee for the Republican nomination for president. So you've probably seen him elsewhere, but we knew him before he was really famous. Glad to have him guest hosting today on What's on Your Mind, Mr. John Trandum. John.
Hey, here we are. Thank you for that, Scott. I appreciate that. And I think that 15 minutes has come and gone. But today, Hillary will identify number 2383, it sounds like. So we'll find out who that is. Todd, thanks for being with us here. We just finished up an interview with Dr. Walter E. Williams, one of my favorite people, to be quite honest with you. And I said I would share his wisdom of the month on WalterEWilliams.com. Sounds a lot like what he had said on the air. It's a quote from James Madison. The government of the United States is a definite government confined to specified objects. It is not like state governments whose powers are more general. Charity is no part of the legislative duty of government. Now, that's something that we ought to all remember when we go to the voting booths, both on June 14th and this November. So thank you for the opportunity to be here, Scott, and thank you to the listeners for the calls and for the emails. We welcome them. You know the numbers, and please call in and let us know what's on your mind. With that, we'll move to our next guest. Melody Wood is a research assistant at the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society at the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to she's got a couple of articles. I've got them printed off here. I've been perusing over the break. Talk about the transgender bathroom issue. First off, I'd like to welcome Melody to the air. Melody, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for being with us. I believe you're a contemporary of Ryan Anderson, correct?
I am, yeah. We're colleagues here at the Heritage Foundation, both in the DeVos Center.
Super. Well, we DeVos, I'm sorry, I said DeVos. We had Ryan in Fargo a couple of years ago at an event, and he spoke, and just an outstanding young gentleman. We really enjoyed his message, and I suspect our listeners will be very interested to hear what you have to say as well. Now, did you ever think, you don't sound like you're very old, but did you ever think that we would be having a debate over who gets to use which bathroom, and that the side of biology would be losing? Did you ever see that coming?
I don't think many of us saw that coming, even a year ago when the same-sex marriage was legalized by the Supreme Court. I don't think any of us expected that this would be the next fight on the frontier. But yeah. then this past May, on May 13th, the Obama administration issued guidance requiring schools to allow biological boys unfettered access to girls' locker rooms and showers. This massive government overreach, the threat to the privacy and safety of students, and it's basically the Obama administration unlawfully rewriting the law.
And you know what really gets me is that who are they going to hold hostage if their demands are not met? The poor kids are going to take away their milk money. How much worse can this get?
Exactly. It's very difficult. It's a hard issue. And the thing is, the Obama administration is using Title IX of the Education Amendments to push forward this agenda. But when Title IX was originally passed, it was to prevent sex discrimination in education. This meant that it was passed originally to protect girls from discrimination in education, to allow them equal access to sports teams and things like that. And now this Title IX is being rewritten by the Obama administration to allow boys into girls' locker rooms and boys and biological boys onto girls' sports teams with just the claims of gender identity.
So over the past year, we've been asked to believe that your sexual preference is genetically predisposed, but your gender is not. Who are the science deniers again?
Yeah, hard to say. And I think the one thing that we know is that when Title IX was passed, that Congress did not intend for it to pass to include gender identity. When Title IX was passed, it meant that when you were it was protecting discrimination based on sex, it meant sex itself, not gender identity. And so now Congress could take action to pass legislation to undo the confusion and harm caused by this redefinition of sexes, including gender identity.
So before we get into the articles, let's break this down a little bit as best we can. What is gender identity, and how do you quantify it biologically or scientifically? How can you demonstrate that gender identity is something, save for a biological certainty, save for that, because we aren't using that anymore?
Yeah, that's the difficult thing. And what the directives from the Obama administration say on this, when they're determining bathroom access, there's no legal definition of gender identity or legal criteria for determining who is transgender. So what the Obama administration wrote was that schools may not require transgender students to have a medical diagnosis, undergo any medical treatment, or produce a birth certificate or other identification document before treating them consistent with their gender identity. So basically, the Obama administration is saying that gender identity is just what the student says. There's nothing beyond what the student says to determine gender identity for those on the left.
Our guest is Melody Wood. Numbers 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 if you have any questions for her. That's a good segue into the article that you wrote recently. I think that our break is a little bit off here, a little ways off. We've seen a lot of criticism of people who oppose this transgender movement as being bigoted, and a lot of times what they point to is there are no cases of transgender people ever entering opposite sex facilities with malicious intent. And number one, I don't necessarily know that that's the case, but it's not the point. The point is what you just said. There's no way to determine whether or not someone is biologically transgender because such a diagnosis doesn't exist. So what we fear, and rightly so, are people who claim to be transgender for the purposes of exploiting the law and either voyeuristic behavior or exhibitionism. It appears as though you've identified some examples of that actually having happened. But they're saying, well, this doesn't happen. This is not an issue. Why solve a problem that doesn't exist? And I would say, why create a bigger problem than what we've already got? But so do you have some examples of people who have actually exploited these types of laws?
Exactly. So I just posted recently on the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation's blog, that there are at least 6 examples in the last 5 or so years of men who are dressed as women going into women's restrooms. And oftentimes some were registered sex offenders. One of them went in with a camera. And so these dangers do exist. And so promoting a policy that would allow anyone of any biological sex to enter a women's bathroom and locker room could lead to men abusing these policies. It's not necessarily the transgender people themselves that we're worried about. It's the fact that once you allow those in, there's no basis for determining who is and who is not allowed in these locker rooms. So if a woman sees someone who looks like a man in the locker room, whereas before these regulations went out, she could have just said, oh, I don't feel safe, and she could have complained and had the person taken out of the bathroom. Now she has there's no recourse for her. Now she just has to hope that the person is a transgender person and not that there's someone that's there to abuse these regulations.
All right, and what ultimately happens, and we'll have to go to break in just a second here, but we'll get back to this after the break, is that people abuse these. And if someone does challenge someone's presence in a locker room or a bathroom, they're the offender. And now we've got laws to protect the rights of the actual offender to the detriment of the rights of the person who's being violated, arguably. In any event, we do need to go to break. Our guest is Melody Wood. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll continue the discussion.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On What's on Your Mind, I'm Scott Hinnan. John Trandum in for me, or as we call it for short, 1237. High Plains Apache, our fine sponsor today on the program, and we thank them for helping bring you this program. It was a windy spring. Lots of drift, which is a worry for producers. And Apache sprayers have something I think you ought to hear about if these things concern you. Wind and drift. Electronic drift management system is the talk of Apache sprayer owners. It allows you to select your droplet size, keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. This really works. So another one of the many reasons High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. And they know these Apache sprayers. They have the ET Ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, not just for Apache, but for other brands as well. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and a lot more. If you need it, chances are they have it. And in the rare chance they don't, they'll have it at your door in no time. Across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, they're also exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29 there in Frontier, North Dakota. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them and tell them Scott sent you. Back to What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Mr. 1237, John Trendon.
And we're back. Thank you for that, Scott. Numbers to the studio, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Melody Wood is our guest from the Heritage Foundation. We're talking about the transgender bathroom issue and trying to make some sense of it, although I don't know that there's any sense to be made. Now, Melody, I'm looking at your article from the Daily Signal where you cite in 2015 there were two spying instances in Virginia. One at a mall, one at Walmart, where there was a man in woman's clothing who used a mirror and camera to take pictures of a mother and her 5-year-old daughter while they were in restroom stalls. Now, people are going to say, well, that's already illegal. You can't do that. But, you know, the fact, addressing this fact after the fact doesn't, number one, doesn't unassault the victims. They've been assaulted. And laws that protect the right of these people to be in these circumstances, to put themselves in these private areas emboldens the predators. Am I wrong?
I think you're right. And what we've seen is after one of these laws was passed in Washington State this spring, we had at a public pool in Washington State, there was a man who entered the girls' locker room when a bunch of swim team girls, so young girls, were changing in and out of their swimsuits for practice. And he went in and he just started changing. And he didn't appear to be transgender at all. He didn't appear to be presenting himself as a woman. So the staff went and they asked him to leave. And he said, the law has changed and I have a right to be here. And actually, in some ways, he was right. There was nothing that they really could have done to prevent him from being there. And so it's very dangerous to have these sorts of laws that would open the door for people who even aren't transgender but might want access to girls' swim bathrooms and locker rooms.
Right, and it sounds like he was doing exactly what you do in a locker room. You disrobe and you change clothes and or dry off after a swim or whatever it is. So he wasn't in there with a camera or anything like that. He was just hanging around.
Yep. And what we've heard lately in some of these states is in Washington State and in North Carolina, we've heard from the victims of sexual abuse. We've had some women speak out who have been abused in their growing up, and they said that laws like this would make them feel unsafe. Even if they know that this person is transgender and they pose no harm to them, they say that seeing someone who's biologically male in these intimate spaces and these private facilities would have them relive the trauma that they experienced. And so I think we need to be hearing the voices of these women who just really want privacy and safety in the most intimate facility.
Well, and it's not unreasonable to expect privacy. It's funny how we've got 40-plus years of abortion on a right to privacy claim, but we can't claim the right to privacy in our own bathrooms. I have another article here where a state ACLU leader resigned after her daughters were frightened by men using the women's restroom. So it seems like this is sinking in with some, at least.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's something that a lot of people recognize as an issue. This isn't just people discriminating against transgender people. It's legitimately opening the door for these safety and privacy concerns of women and girls. When you have a guidance from the Obama Department of Education that would allow 13-year-old girls to be forced to share hotel rooms with boys on school field trips, if you're forced to right. have biological boys on sports teams with girls, that seems like something that's concerning to everyone.
As well it should be, and it's interesting. I think that the treatment of transgender individuals is front and center because people say that if you don't allow them to do whatever they want to do and be whoever they want to be, that's abusive. That's similar to lynching minorities. You know, I liken it, and tell me if this analogy is flawed, I liken it to a daughter or a relative with an eating disorder who has a distorted body image. It's harmful. It's very treatable. We can help that person. Are we better off just loving her and saying, hey, your perception of your body is what it is. Just go on and do what you're going to do. Is that a loving response?
Yeah, it's clear that there are these conversations about how best to treat transgender people and how to accommodate their privacy and safety concerns, which are in some cases very valid, that they don't want to be in the bathroom of their birth gender. But these can be handled on a local level. There are solutions that have been found across America, such as creation of single occupancy restrooms and changing facilities for transgender students that allow these people to be accommodated and to feel a sense of privacy and safety themselves without also forcing biological girls to share these bathrooms with transgender students.
Well, and that's just it. There, you know, your rights end where mine begin, and there's not a very healthy overlap for that when you have people that rightly expect privacy. Our guest has been Melody Wood with the Heritage Foundation. Melody, I really appreciate you being with us and having this conversation today. Do you have a website or a Twitter handle or anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, you can always check out the Heritage Foundation blog at thedailysignal.com, and my Twitter handle is Melody W. Wood.
Melody W. Wood. Well, Melody, thank you for being with us. I'll let you go. I know you've got other things to dash off to, but greetings from Fargo to your friend Ryan Anderson, and we'll hope to have him on the air as well, and hopefully we can have you back one day too.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being with us. God bless you. See, this is such a challenging issue, and it shouldn't be. We've got legislation pending every session in North Dakota, Senate Bill 2279, it was last go around, that would absolutely require this of our public schools, of our private industries. It's non-discrimination is what they call it. The problem is, in not discriminating against one, you're discriminating against others. And I think we need to work to strike a balance on that will respect everyone's right to privacy. And she talked about the single occupancy bathrooms and so forth. And I think that's a fine option if schools and if stores and businesses want to look into something like that. But we can't sacrifice the rights of everyone to pacify just a few. And a lot in the transgender movement, so to speak, would say, well, you can't single these people out and make them go into the single occupancy because that makes them feel uncomfortable. So everyone else has to use the single occupancy bathrooms if they're not comfortable undressing in front of someone of the opposite gender. I honestly don't get it. In any event, interesting discussion, and we can continue that after the break. We'll have open phones to the top of the hour, so anything that's on your mind is welcome. Phone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 locally, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. I look forward to your participation and your input in the program. We'll be right back after these messages with What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 Internet sites.
Speaking of Internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Secure energy, affordable energy, something we have now, but something that's under assault, which is why what I'm about to tell you is really important. If you do not want your power to cost you more, if you do not want your power to become unreliable, then you need to engage on this issue and let lawmakers know what you think. Let the EPA know what you think. Get everybody engaged in this issue. Cost of electricity, were to go up, takes the cost of everything up. We don't want power outages. We don't want unreliable energy. We don't want a weakened grid. We'd get all that with the Clean Power Plan. Right now it's being litigated in court. This issue could come back at any time and be implemented. So find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. And tell them Scott sent you. Back to John Trenum, your guest host for me today on What's On Your Mind, John.
Thank you, Scott. Numbers to the studio, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text Todd. Todd, you still out there?
I'm out there, yeah.
Yeah, you're way out there, man. 701-226-8503. You can text Todd. We're on K-Fire 550 AM 1100, The Flag 1090 KTGO, and 1460 KLTC. Thank you all for being with me. Our last guest, Melody Wood from the Heritage Foundation, talked a lot about the transgender issues, and I see we've got Jason Holding on line one, who's got something to add to that. And I've also got some more excerpts from a few of her articles that I'll share. But first, we'll defer to Jason. Jason, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. First of all, I want to let you know that I think you're doing a great job subbing, and
you
have no idea how far out there Todd is. But anyway,
it's true.
I have dabbled in psychology for pretty much most of my teenage and adult life because I think there are a few things more fascinating than the human mind, and I wanted to sort of address a little bit about the whole transgender issue. I had an interesting discussion with a couple of my friends about it. First, a little background, though. Up until very recently, when political correctness caused everybody to lose their marbles, it was called in the psychiatric field gender identity disorder, and it still is in sensible segments.
Right. Although it's been removed from some textbooks, has it not?
I'm sure it has now.
Of course.
Yes. Because it's not politically correct anymore. But I like your comparison with anorexia because it is in the same category. And it very much is the same thing. And I think it's very sad. The discussion I was having with my friend was, two friends actually. One of them said that, that the whole thing was, you know, just people should be able to do whatever makes them happy. And the other one said that it was ridiculous. And my position on the matter is that it's sad. Now, I think it is ridiculous and downright criminal that people who should know better are acting like this is a normal thing that's no big deal. And if it were something with obvious harm, like anorexia, obvious physical harm, then I think people would be roundly shouted down for saying, well, this is no big deal, this is just how they feel. But because it's such a politically correct thing, now these people are, I believe, living subpar lives, substandard lives, because they have an identity disorder that keeps them from fully experiencing what they were designed to be. And yes, I use the word designed. I do believe in special creation of God. I think that's a fairly normal thing to believe around here, anyway. And I think that the illustration that I thought of after the fact and didn't tell my friend was that if a screwdriver believes it's a hammer, it probably isn't going to hurt anybody else, but it's going to absolutely destroy itself trying to function as a hammer when it's not a hammer.
Go ahead.
And I think a lot of people are destroying themselves. Why is the rate of suicide 20 times higher among transgendered people than it is among people without gender identity disorder? I think bullying for some of that, but 20 times higher? That seems a little improbable. Normal kids are bullied. Normal adults are bullied. It happens all the time to all sorts of different people for all sorts of different reasons.
I think that's the answer you'd get is because of you. That's why this. And I don't buy into that for one second. The analogy that I often use is between a boat and an anchor. If you can honestly and earnestly believe that an anchor is a boat, but if you're clinging to it in the middle of the ocean, you're going to wish that you had gone with reality.
That's interesting.
Well, Jason, I appreciate the observations, and I agree with you. The human mind is an amazing thing, and I don't believe that anyone can fool us more than we can fool ourselves. And unfortunately, yeah. I think that we foster those delusions in people, and not unlike with eating disorders, fostering that delusion is not in their best interest. It's not loving. It's not helpful.
I agree.
Thank you for your call today.
You know,
I appreciate it.
A lot of people say that they were born this way, and at this point, I'm to the point where I can agree with some of them, but what I would say to that is gender identity is the one birth defect that we are not allowed to try to correct anymore.
Yeah. Thank you for your call and your observations, Jason. Very, very salient points. And I think that's interesting because if you look at some of the activists who oppose legislation to protect the unborn in cases of genetic abnormality, they always oppose those bills that would protect those people born with a genetic abnormality. If we were to identify the gay gene or the transgendered gene, would they change their tune about that if people started to abort children who were genetically predisposed to homosexuality? Now, I don't buy into the gay gene or the transgender gene in the first place. I do buy into the notion that we all have inexplicable proclivities to this or that. I don't like tomatoes. It's not because I haven't tasted them or eaten enough of them, as my mom used to tell me when I was young. I just don't like them. I like ketchup. I can't explain that. I don't know where that came from. I don't think it was any childhood trauma with the ketchup or tomatoes that led to it, but I just don't have the answer to it. But that doesn't make it right, wrong, or indifferent. Some people have an inexplicable proclivity to lying or to foul language or whatever it is. Doesn't mean that we need to advocate that behavior in them just because they can't explain why they do it. We've got Stephen in Watford City. We've got a couple of minutes before break, so I want to make sure to get to his call. Stephen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling with a statement and a question.
Sure.
My statement is, okay, the gentleman earlier said that there was no harm in the transgender people and what they're doing. I disagree with that. I think there is harm because, A, They are, in many cases, surgically or through drugs, mutilating or damaging their bodies, okay? And also, in there are cases of transgender people marrying, you know, entering into a marriage under false pretenses where they presented themselves as a woman, but they're actually a man. And also, most of the transgender people that I've known, because I grew up in Chicago and I lived there for 23 years, were all bisexual. Okay, they were attracted to men and women. They had no scruples about who they slept with. And my question is, okay, I've heard that, you know, transgender people have been in our bathrooms for many years, okay, secretly, you know, but nobody's noticed it. But on the other hand, they're being harassed for being in the men's room. Okay, if nobody knows that they're there, how do we know who to harass?
Absolutely. Wonderful point, Stephen. Wonderful point. And that's exactly the question. If there was no problem, if it's never been an issue, if they've been among us in the bathrooms before and we never knew it, why do we need to bring light to this? And why do we need to enshrine this in law? And why do we need our president to impose this upon public schools if it's never been an issue? Why are we creating an issue? Very good question. Do you have an answer for your own question? Because I don't.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen, for calling in. I appreciate that. That's Stephen makes the point. Are we solving are we creating a problem in search of a solution? I would say legislatively, particularly in North Dakota, when you look back at the SOGI bills, the sexual orientation gender identity bills, they've been very ill-equipped to demonstrate the necessity of passing such legislation because they've not found people who have been discriminated against in terms of housing or employment. And you often hear, oh, well, they come out of the closet and all of a sudden they're kicked out in the street and they don't have a job anymore. Well, where? Where does that happen? You'd think if that were actually happening, it would be plastered all over the front page of the newspaper, as well as the identity of the perpetrator who kicked the person out of the apartment or who fired the person because they found out they were homosexual. Now, they can point to instances like, I believe it was in Castleton at a bank where an employee, a male employee with the beard and the whole nine yards, just decided he wanted to start coming to work in a dress. But still appearing as a male. I suppose you could make an argument that if he wasn't allowed to do that, he was discriminated against, although I would call that a pretty weak argument, particularly when you're talking about a private business who's in the customer relations business. Banking is one where you don't want to make your customers uncomfortable as soon as they come in the door, or it's very likely they may not return. So great calls and great comments. We will retain open lines up until the top of the hour. Numbers 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 or text Todd. Todd hasn't gotten any texts yet. What's going on over there? It's 701-228-0550.
Well, it was one or two on the screen, but yeah, it's kind of quiet.
Well, anything you need to whip out? We got about a minute before break.
If the U.S. Constitution claims to identify as the Communist Manifesto, can we sneak it back into Washington, D.C.?
Hey, now there's an idea. That's another good observation. And it really punctuates the madness that we're dealing with right now in terms of this self-identification. Anyone can self-identify as anything. Maybe, Todd, maybe you want to self-identify as the director of the FBI and help yourself to classified documents.
Sure. That's going to be me today.
Why not? I don't know how we would stop it. Once this starts rolling down the hill, I don't know that there's any reeling it in, and I think that's why we
today
need
I'm
to remain
vigilant.
Today
I'm a cow, and I'm just going to stand in the field and moo.
Well, you got to eat grass if you're going to do that.
Okay.
we've got to move on to a commercial break here, but we'll be right back with open phones on what's on your mind, so please dial us up. Tell us what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout, or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last chance for you to chat with our guest host today, John Trandum. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Businessman, active Republican, and district chair, 1237, the delegate that put Donald Trump over the hump. That's John Trandum. So we appreciate him sitting in for yours truly here today on What's on Your Mind. Final segment, last chance to chat on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. John Trandum, take it away.
You heard the man, last chance to chat. Boy, this goes by so fast. So many things I've got listed here that I wanted to talk about, not the least of which being the North Dakota political system, the partisan endorsements, the conventions, the primaries, so on and so forth. So we've got open phones for another couple of minutes here, but we've also got Dennis holding in Montana. So super. We want to make sure and go to Dennis and see what's on his mind. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good day.
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, I was just, you know, I read the guide, and I understand that
President Obama thinks that, you know, if you don't follow his guidance, that he could affect school funding. I'd like to see some state, some school district, something, test that and find out if he has the political will to actually shut down lunch programs or whatever else, and find out how important the station really is to it.
It'll be interesting to see, and there are lawsuits pending, obviously, and Attorney General Stendrum has joined in on one of those. I think there's one that's originated in Texas, a number of states participating, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens. It's funny how the left does this, and they always get away with it. If you look at the life issue, they always say, well, if you provide the education and you provide sex education and free contraceptives and welfare programs for single mothers and this and that, then we can stop abortion. Well, it's interesting that they would want to hold 3,000 babies a day hostage. They're being terminated at the rate of 3,000 a day, and they say, hey, you give us our political desires, or we're going to keep killing babies. Is that reasonable? If conservatives tried something like that, would that work? If you don't do what we want, we're going to punish the weak and the vulnerable?
Oh, my point is I wish some school district or something would test this theory and find out if the Democrats really have the political will to cut funding because they don't follow this guidance that's written by one person without debate or anything else. It was just the guidance that he wrote.
I'd like to see
what the outcome of that would be.
I have a feeling, Dennis, that it's coming soon to a city near you. I think we're going to be seeing that challenge, and it will be very interesting to see how it plays out because the basis for what they're doing is nothing. It's nothing other than Obama willing it so. He does not have the authority to do what he's doing, but he's going to do it anyway. So, Dennis, I've got to let you go because I've got Mike and Hazen on hold. Thank you for calling in, and we want to make sure we get all of our callers in before the end of the hour, which is coming right up. So, Mike and Hazen, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, it's just mind-boggling that you guys call yourself fair and balanced. If anybody calls up, just
I never called myself that.
Well, there's no fair or balance to your whole radio program. You could very easily have somebody represent another point of view than the Rush Limbaugh right wing stuff. And
hey, you're on.
Mike, come on.
Let us have it.
Okay.
Well, same argument you used last time you were on, Mike. Come on, man.
Yeah, every time when somebody calls who disagrees with you, we got to go to break now, you hang up.
Nope.
Well, the breaks are at fixed times. We don't just go to a break because we disagree with somebody. The breaks are at fixed times.
And wasn't Heidi Heitkamp
hold
just
people
on the show
break except
just,
for the end of the show?
Wasn't Heidi Heitkamp just
why
on the show last week?
Yeah,
Heidi Heitkamp was on the show last week.
The other side.
Mike,
Heidi Heitkamp was on the show last week. She's not exactly the typical what's in your mind guest, but she's invited on anytime she'd like to be on.
You got less than 2 minutes now to make your point.
Why don't you have a liberal host sometime? Why don't you have somebody who represents the other side sometime?
I would say that host already exists on other stations, and the problem with it is nobody listens to that. People want to hear common sense. Mike, you're wasting your time here. You've got about a minute left. Do you want to actually make a point, or do you want to just tear down the station?
You are using the public airwaves for nothing but propaganda. You're
and so are you.
To be. Yeah, well, you will not let anybody who has a different view on anything
talk. Mike, you're on.
Talk.
Mike, you're on.
Okay. Then I want to talk about Donald Trump's corrupt college that he
You got about a minute. Do it.
Okay. He bilked people out of $35,000, and he gave them nothing. Then he turns around and says that the judge is Mexican, so he's unfair. And all you do all day long is promote Donald Trump, his racism, his hate for.
Well, Mike, you've never heard my afternoon show on KFIRE because I don't think I've ever mentioned Donald Trump. So, no, we don't do that all day long.
You guys don't mention Donald Trump? Oh, my God. And
Mike, you've never listened to my afternoon show on KFIRE then. It's never been about Donald Trump.
I'm talking about this morning show.
You said all day long. You said all your words all day long.
You have Rush Limbaugh on there.
That's 3 hours.
Hate for hours.
Three hours. By the way, the highest rated 3 hours on the station.
I'm not sure this is the
same with the flag in Fargo.
Mike, but I appreciate you calling in, Mike. It seems like you're very willing to criticize, but you're not really interested in making any points. So with that, I'll have to say goodbye because we're running out of time here, and it's not because it's you. It's because the clock is running. So thank you for calling in, though, Mike. I wish we could have a longer conversation with Mike and that he could actually make a quantifiable point rather than this left wing.
Don't let other people make points. Well, go ahead. That's what you're on.
In any event, I want to thank Todd and thank Rev back there for taking care of me throughout this last the 2 hours. It's flown by. It's a great opportunity. I appreciate it. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you to the
listeners, the callers, the emailers, and God bless each of you. I hope to be back with you again one of these days. John Trandum signing off for today on What's On Your Mind.
I'm Scott Hennon, and I want you to know about Strength in North Dakota, an organization created to help your nonprofit with practical help such as action planning, fundraising and marketing, grant writing, board governance, organizational advocacy, finance basics, and more. To take advantage of all Strength in ND has for you, attend our nonprofit and rural community conference June 14th and 15th at the Ramada Grand Dakota Hotel in Dickinson. For detailed information, go to strengthinnd.com or call Megan 701-303-0840. Strength in North Dakota, we're here for you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.